Very good. So today I promised I would talk about insight.
咁老師琴日講過，佢今日會講內觀，即係我哋中文成日叫觀啊。
In Pali, insight is called vipassana.
巴利文咧，內觀叫 vipassana。
Or sometimes people pronounce it vipassana.
有啲人叫 vipassana。
And the calm is called peace, and stillness is called samatha.
老師成日個 stillness 即係個止靜咧，就係我叫 samatha， 叫止啊，中文通常譯做。
Once there was this husband and wife.
咁好耐以前有一對夫婦。
He was called Sam. Sam Atta.
咁男嘅咧就叫做阿 Sam。
And his wife was called Vi. Vipassana.
咁咧就係個太太咧就叫 Vipassana， 即係內觀太太。
Sam Atta and Vipassana lived happily together.
咁咧，阿 Sam 先生咧，即係子先生同阿內觀小姐咧，就兩個一齊生活都好開心嘅。
And one day after lunch, they decided to go for a walk up Meditation Mountain.
咁有一日咧，佢哋食完晏咧，就想決定咗咧，就行去個禅修山上邊啦。
Now remember, Sam Atta means peace. Vipassana means insight.
咁記住咧，那個比喻就係咧，阿 Sam 個位先生咧就係子，然後嗰個女士咧就代表個官。
So Sam Atta, he wanted to walk up Meditation Mountain because it was so still and peaceful on top of Meditation Mountain.
咁子先生咧就好想行個禅修山啊，因為個山咧越行越上咧就越嚟越平靜，越安定嘅個人。
Vipassana, his wife, she wanted to walk up Meditation Mountain because it had a beautiful view. She could see so many insights on the top of Meditation Mountain.
咁內觀小姐咧，佢又中意上個禅修山，因為佢喺度上山咧，佢又睇到好廣闊嘅角度，睇到唔同嘅嘢。
So Sam Atta went up the mountain for peace. Vipassana went up the same mountain for insight.
咁咧，子先生咧上山咧就想係攞個平靜嘅心，咁然後內觀小姐咧就想上去睇嘢嘅。
But they also had a little dog called Metta or compassion.
咁佢哋有隻狗仔，嗰隻狗又叫慈心狗。
So Metta the dog went with Sam Atta and Vipassana up Meditation Mountain.
咁咧，慈心狗咧跟住佢主人咧，阿子先生同埋內觀小姐一齊去個禅修山度行山啦。
And Metta the dog, she went up the mountain not for peace, not for insight, but for happiness.
咁咧，個慈心狗咧，佢又唔係去指，又唔係去觀，不過咧，佢係中意個開心嘅感覺。
So the three of them, Sam, Vi, and the dog, walked up Meditation Mountain.
咁咧，慈心狗咧就跟住阿子先生同埋內觀小姐一齊去禅修山就行山啦。
When they got halfway up the mountain, oh, it was so peaceful.
咁你行到個山中間咧，佢都睇到，哇，原來好平靜嘅嗰度。
Sam was so happy, was so calm, even halfway up Meditation Mountain.
咁行到半山嚟講咧，子先生都個心咧好平和、好穩定，佢係好開心啦喺嗰陣時。
Even halfway up Meditation Mountain, Vipassana could see so far. She got out her camera and taking photo of insights. Photo, photo, photo.
咁啊，內觀小姐咧行到山中間咧，佢睇到咁廣闊嘅地方咧，佢開始攞個相機出嚟影相啦。
And even halfway up, Metta the dog was so happy. She was wagging her tail.
咁咧，慈心狗咧行到山中間咧已經好開心啦，咁佢又不斷喺度搖尾巴。
And when they reached the summit, the top of Meditation Mountain, wow, it was so still.
咁咧，當佢哋行到山頂嘅時候咧，佢哋發覺咯，哇，原來嗰度係好平靜嘅。
Nothing moved on top of Meditation Mountain.
在个禅修山顶的时候是完全没有东西有动动的。
Sam Atta had reached his goal.
那在子先生来说他达到他的目标了已经。
But Sam also had a pair of eyes. He could also see the amazing view.
那子先生除了静之外他也可以有眼睛他也看到原来那个 個環境係非常之美好嘅。
Just like his wife, Phi Passima, she experienced the amazing view. Her goal was complete. She had insight over the whole world.
咁咧，內觀小姐咧，佢個目標咧就係我哋睇嘢嘅。咁去到山頂之後，佢睇到曬所有嘅嘢啦。
But she could also experience the peace as well, just like her husband Sam.
咁咧喺當佢睇到所有嘅嘢嘅時候咧，因為個山頂嗰度咁平靜咧，佢一定可以得到個平靜嘅心啦。
Because peace and insight come together on top of a mountain.
因為行到山頂嘅時候咧，我哋個平靜同埋個內觀咧就會產生噶啦。
And the little dog met her. Oh, she was so happy. She was almost crying with bliss.
咁只慈心狗咧上到呢，佢好开心啊，差唔多咧，我话开心到喊啊。
Because on top of meditation mountain, peace, insight, and bliss all come together.
因为喺个山顶嗰阵时咧，所有嘅平静，我哋嘅内观智慧。同埋我嘅喜乐就会一齐会产生噶啦。
So it doesn't matter if you think you're meditating for insight, or if you're meditating for peace, or if you're meditating for metta or happiness. It's the same mountain. When you reach the top, all three come together.
咁老师成日话咧，我哋无论你话我系修紧止，或者我修紧观，或者我修紧慈心。實際我們上到山頂的時候就一樣而已。
So there is no difference between Vipassana, Samatha and Metta.
所以實際上沒有說什麼對我只是修止或者修觀或者修慈心的。
I've told many people in interview of Ajahn Chah's simile of the hand.
小參的時候老師跟一些同修說了就是他的老師阿姜茶給那個比喻手的比喻。
When people asked my master, what is the difference between Samatha and Vipassana, he would hold up his hand.
咁咧，当啲人咧问阿姜茶导师嘅时候咧，止同埋观有咩分别嘅时候咧，佢哋会咁举起只手啦。
You can all see the front of my hand now. That's Samatha.
咁咧，如果你个睇到老师嘅手嘅前边咧，即系我哋个手掌咧，就系止。
But the back of my hand is right there too. It's right behind. And the back of the hand is Samatha.
咁喺佢手掌之后嘅就我手背咧就喺个手掌之后嘅就呢个就系观。所以咧个观喺个指后边啊。
Sorry, I said the front is Samatha, the back is Vipassana. Sorry. So now you can see Samatha, but you can't see Vipassana. Now you can see Vipassana, and you can't see Samatha. But the two are together. One is right behind the other.
咁頭先老師做咗啦，如果你睇個手掌咧，就睇到個指，但個觀又喺後邊嘅。當老師調轉隻手嘅時候，你睇到個觀，咁嘅時候個指又喺後邊嘅。所以兩個咧，永遠都係一齊嘅。
You cannot separate them。
我哋唔可以拆開佢兩樣嘢嘅。
Now a practical example of this is the story of my temple in Australia。
咁咧，而家咧，老師啊俾個古仔咧，就係佢哋喺澳洲嗰個寺院嘅古仔嚟嘅。
The monastery in which I live has been built for 28 years now.
咁到今日为止咧，老师喺澳洲嘅庙咧起咗28年噶啦。
We had to search for land to build our monastery, so we decided to build the monastery on top of a hill.
咁咧，老师喺嗰阵时要揾个地方去起个庙噶，咁我哋就喺个山顶上边起个寺院噶。
The reason is because of tradition.You only find holy men on top of mountains and hills.
咁點解老師喺山頂度起個寺院咧？因為呢個係傳統嘅説法嚟嘅。咁係聖者先會住喺山頂上邊嘅。
So we want to build a monastery on top of the hill because that's where holy people live.
咁所以咧，佢哋就會因為喺個山頂度起廟嘅，因為嗰度全部係聖人先住嘅。
And the road from the bottom to the top of the hill is just over 2 kilometers long.
咁由山脚去到山顶咧，只系需要两里路嘅啫。
I had been living in that monastery for 7 years, always going up and down that hill in a car。
咁咧，老师喺度住咗喺嗰度七年咧，佢都系不断咁系用架车嚟车佢上山落山嘅。
But one morning, I'd come back from an appointment early. I told the driver, let me out at the bottom of the hill, I'll walk up today.
咁有一日呢就老师去完一个约会之后呢，佢返嚟呢就同个司机讲，我想今日自己行上山，喺山脚放低我啦。
So for the first time in 7 years, I walked up the road, which I traveled in a car maybe 3 or 4 times a week over 7 years.
咁呢就係第一次七年来呢，老师係第一次呢係自己行山上去嘅。佢平时可能一个星期坐车经过都要3-4次㗎啦。
And it was very, very strange because I could not recognize the road and the hillside.
老师觉得很奇怪，原来他七年来一路坐车，今次他行的时候他觉得他完全那些路是很陌生的。
It looked so different than what I remembered seeing through the window of a car.
跟他坐车经过的路完全是不同的。
If you like, you may try that. You may have come up this road in a vehicle every time you come to the temple. Try walking up the road or walking down the road. It will look very different.
咁各位可以试下嘅，你可以坐车上嚟梦幻精舍啦，或者你用行揾一次试下行上嚟咧，个感觉系完全唔同嘅。
And I was very surprised, so I stopped and stood still.
咁咧，老师就觉得好奇怪，点解有咁嘅现象咧？咁佢就企定定喺度啦。
And when I stood still, the hillside changed again.
咁当老师企定定嘅时候咧，原来睇到个山嗰个景致又唔同咗。
Standing still, I saw things I'd never noticed before.
咁当我企定定嘅时候咧，佢见到啲嘢同佢以前望嘅嘢系唔同嘅。
Little rocks and flowers and bushes, which I'd never seen through the window of a car.
咁我见到啲石啦、啲花啦、啲草丛啦，佢觉得喺车嗰时，原来佢从来未见过嘅。
And the most surprising thing was as I stood still and stared, everything got more and more beautiful.
咁当老师企定定，慢慢喺度不断咁去睇啲花啊草嘅时候咧，佢发觉嗰啲嘢越嚟就越靓啦。
The colours of the grass became more green. The flowers.Their colours were more rich.
咁啲草咧，睇落去咧越嚟越绿喎，咁啲花就越嚟越丰富喎，啲颜色系。
And I couldn't work out why I had never seen all this beauty and detail before.
咁老师就拗晒头啦，点解我以前睇唔到啲咁细致嘅嘢咧
？So then I started to contemplate what is happening.
咁老师开始去反思啦，究竟发生咗咩事咧？
I was trained as a scientist, so I used my science.
咁老师咧系一个科学家嚟嘅，所以佢用翻佢个科学嘅谂法嚟谂嘢嘅。
And I realized that when you look through the window of a speeding car, the light which hits the back of your eye does not have enough time to fill out a proper image.
咁咧，老師就用個科學家嘅心態嚟睇到佢原來坐車嘅時候咧，因為架車行得好快啊，咁我哋隻眼咧就唔夠時間去吸收所有嘅顏色。
Because then another image comes up, it pushes out the first, and then another image, then another image. It means that there's no detail and no depth of colour.
咁因為咧架車行得咁快嘅時候咧，一個影像跟住個影像咁嚟咧，咁啊我哋個隻眼咧就唔可以睇到咁多顏色同埋佢個詳細嘅嘢嘅。
That is why looking at that hillside through the window of a speeding car, I missed so much detail, and the colours were like pastel, washed out. They weren't rich and deep.
咁因為我哋坐車咧，坐得咁快嘅車望出去咧，我哋隻眼咧就唔夠時間去睇到嗰啲豐富嘅顏色同埋佢嗰啲好詳細嘅形狀嘅。
And when I stopped and stood still, then the image had all the time necessary to fully form on the back of my eye.
咁當老師企定定嘅時候咧，咁佢隻眼就有時間去慢慢去將嘅顏色咧全部可以吸入嚟啦。
The longer I looked, the more detail I could see.
咁老师越望得耐咧，咁嗰啲详细嗰啲形状，佢更加睇得清楚啦。
And the colours became richer and deeper and more beautiful。
咁啲颜色咧越嚟越丰富，越嚟越深色啦。
That is just the nature of seeing.
这个就是我们眼色的本质来的。
And I realize this is a wonderful simile of calm and insight.
那么老师就这个就是他觉得是一个好的止和内观的比喻了。
If you're moving backwards and forwards too fast, it means whatever you see, hear, smell, taste, touch, or know hasn't got enough time to fully form.
所以如果我们行动得很快的时候，我们眼耳鼻舌身意都不够时间去吸收出面的讯息的。
It's like looking through the window of a speeding car. You miss too many details.
就好像我们坐车看东西一样，我们很多东西是看不清楚的。
But more importantly, when you're still, the colors, the aromas, the taste become more intense.
当我们很静止的时候，颜色、味道就会比较上是容易一点，我们可以 吸收到这些东西。
Not only do what you see become with more detail, everything becomes richer and more beautiful and more delightful.
除了我们的颜色之外，其余的东西我们会觉得它越来越美妙的了。
Which is why calm, insight and happiness all come together. They grow together.
所以就说那个平静和我们的内观的智慧和我们喜乐呢是一起生起的。
So if you want to understand the meaning of life, you have to stop looking through the window of a speeding car. Get out, stand still.
咁如果我哋话成话想搵生命嘅意义嘅话咧，唔好再坐架车嚟睇嘢，而系落咗架车企定定。
The more still you are, the more you see, and the more beautiful it becomes.
越平静嘅时候，我哋用越平静嘅心态去睇嘢咧，我哋睇嘅嘢越多，亦都越多喜乐。
You may notice if you've had a very peaceful meditation, the lunch.Tastes more delicious than usual.
咁可以各位可以尝试下啦。如果你有一个好平静嘅禅修之后去食晏昼咧，咁觉得晏昼啲食物系好好嘅。
The more still you are, the more taste you can pick up.
咁当我哋越平静嘅时候咧，我哋嗰个味色就更加详细啦。
The more still you are in meditation, when you come out, the more beautiful is your wife.
咁当你越坐到喺个禅修里边越平静嘅时候咧，你出嚟见你太太，佢就靓咗好多嘅。
She's exactly the same as before, but now you are so still, you can appreciate her much better.
实际咧，佢系冇变过，不过咧就因为你个心系越嚟越平静嘅时候咧，你即刻去欣赏佢啦。
The more still you are, the more you see, and the more happiness.
你越平静嘅时候咧，你睇嘅嘢你就越多，咁你就越开心嘅。
That is the way of meditation.
呢个咧亦都系禅修嘅方法嚟噶啦。
So don't think if you're moving here or moving here that you can have insight. That's not insight.
咁你唔好以为我要咁样咧，我就有内观嘅智慧啦。但嗰个唔系内观智慧嚟嘅。
To have insight, you have to be still. That increases your mindfulness.And also your happiness.
如果你要有内观的智慧呢，我们要学习就是要去静止自己。那个时候我们那个心越来越平静的时候呢，越来越开心的。
Because the important cause of insight is mindfulness.
最核心的我们说要个内观智慧呢，就是我们有个正念。
But there are many levels of mindfulness.
但正念来说呢，有不同的层次的。
Dull mindfulness, like when you first wake up in the morning, where am I? You kick things. That's very dull mindfulness.
咁样咧就好牛嘅正念咧，就当我哋起身时呜下呜下嗰阵时咧，咁我喺边度啊？我做紧啲乜嘢啊？嗰啲又系好闷嘅。
You are aware, but it's like it's dark. You can't see very much.
即系你有觉知知道，但系你就唔明喺度做紧啲乜嘢。
And there's the ordinary mindfulness, like now. Ordinary mindfulness, yeah, I can see, I'm not kicking things, but that's ordinary mindfulness.
咁好似而家我坐喺度，我哋知道坐喺度，但系都唔系好清晰嘅。咁啊，我哋一般嘅正念。
And then you get power mindfulness.
咁如果我哋真系有好好嘅正念嘅时候咧，就唔同啦。
That's when you've had a very still meditation. And you can see so much more. And what you see, the colors are very rich.
咁就係當我哋做禅修嘅時候呢，我哋好靜止嘅時候呢，我哋正念嘅力量又越嚟越大呢，睇嘅嘢，睇嘅顏色完全唔同㗎啦。
Now some people have already told me in interviews they've experienced some examples of power mindfulness.
咁有啲同修呢，喺小參嘅時候呢，同老師講咗呢，佢哋原來已經得到一啲好嘅正念嘅能量啦。
That's when the sounds are like they're amplified.The sound of the birds is very loud. When people make a noise, it's really much louder than it should be. The reason is your mindfulness has become powerful.
咁點樣話？我哋話嗰個正念係有能量，會增強咗。就當有啲人咧聽啲好細嘅聲，好似雀仔聲咧，覺得好大聲嘅，或者好細聲喺隔離咧，佢都覺得好將佢擴大咗嘅。
Even the bodily feelings become stronger.Sometimes it's like you've got ants crawling all over your skin. It's not unpleasant, but your physical feelings are amplified.
好似有啲咧，就好似个身体个接触到，好似坐咧，觉得好似啲蚁躝过咧，又会扩大咗嗰个感觉，唔系一个唔好嘅感觉。但系咧，呢个系因为证明咗你个觉察力系高咗啦。
That's a sign that your mindfulness is growing. Well done.
咁即係老師話呢個咧就係我哋嗰個正念咧越嚟越強嘅徵象嚟㗎啦。
And as you get even more still, you get superpower mindfulness.
咁再進一步咧，如果我哋再靜止嘅時候咧，我哋可以再進入一個叫做超級嘅正念啦。
That's when you can see something, you can see things you've never seen there before.
咁嘅意思就話，當你睇到一啲嘢，你從來未睇到嘅。
Your mindfulness is so incredibly strong. You can look at that cushion and you think, wow, look at that. There's so many different shades of grey and brown in that cushion. Look at its shape and just the way that it reflects the light. Wow, look at that. There's so much going on in that cushion.
咁即係好似老師舉例咧，望到前邊個 cushion 咧，嗰個坐墊咧，你睇到哇！咁多顏色，原來嗰個顏色係咁豐富喎，個樣係咁喎，個形狀又咁個樣嘅喎。
That's when you get into superpower mindfulness. Whatever you see, you've never seen so many things happening there before, and it's so beautiful.
即係另一個徵象話，我哋可以得到嗰個超級嘅洞察力，就係當你望一啲嘢，你以前從來冇有睇到咁多嘢嘅，即係關於嗰樣嘢，你冇睇得咁清楚嘅。
In my first meditation retreat I did when I was only 19, I got some very powerful meditation.
咁老師話佢喺19歲嗰時做第一次嗰個禅修嘅時候咧，佢已經得到呢個好超級嘅正念啦。
And our teacher allowed us to go for a walk for 1 hour every morning for exercise.
咁老師嗰時咧，佢哋每一朝咧，佢哋嘅老師就準佢哋行禅行一個鐘，行出去嗰、那個嗰、那個營地嘅。
So I went to the Cambridge Botanical Gardens, which was 5 minutes walk away.
咁老師咧就去咗係劍橋嘅植物公園，咁嗰度只不過係5分鐘嘅啫。
I thought I would walk in the gardens, but I never did. There was a clump of bamboo at the entrance, and when I saw that clump of bamboo, it was so exquisitely beautiful, I could not go further.
咁老師咧就以為可以去行公園嘅，點知原來佢一去到個公園個門前咧，有一紮嘅竹樹喺度咧，佢話佢從來未見過咁靚嘅竹樹。
Have you ever seen just how bamboo is thick at the bottom and it tapers just so beautifully as it goes up and up and up, and just the colours of green and yellow are just exquisite, just the way they merge into one another.And off the main stem comes these small branches with these beautiful sensuous leaves. It was so exquisite. I could not keep my eyes off it.
咁咧，老師見到嗰個竹樹林咧，就非常之好精細嘅。佢就話咧，好啲綠色啊，啲黃色啊，哇，好和諧咁，可以大家可以融為一齊。咁咧，樹葉咧就好靚咁樣，嗰樹枝就彎得好美妙，所以佢從來未見過咁精細嘅竹樹林嘅。
Before I realized it, Over 50 minutes had gone past. I had to go back for my breakfast. But I returned there the next day, and the next day, and the next day for 8 days. I just stared at that most beautiful clump of bamboo.
咁老師佢企喺度睇定定咧，好快就過咗50分鐘啦。咁佢要翻去個營地嗰度食早餐。咁佢完咗第一日之後，第二日、第三日，去到第八日咧，佢都去呢個公園度企咗喺度睇個嗰個竹樹林。
After the retreat was over, I had to go back to my studies, studying theoretical physics. But one afternoon, a week or two later, I had a free afternoon.
咁咧，老師個禅修完咗之後咧，佢要翻工啦。咁咧，佢繼續翻去讀佢嗰個物理嘅課程噶。咁有一日咧，個下晝佢係得閒嘅。
So I decided I was going to visit that beautiful clump of bamboo to enjoy it again.
咁佢就諗啊，我翻去探翻個竹樹林咯，希望再去享受一次啦。
And I got on my bicycle and bicycled through the busy traffic. And when I reached the botanical gardens, there I saw that bamboo. It was so ugly, so dry. You're not supposed to plant bamboo in England. It's wrong climate.
咁老師就揸佢嘅單車咁去經過曬啲好繁忙嘅街道啦，咁去到翻嗰個植物公園啦。咁我話：哇，乜咁肉酸嘅竹樹喺度㗎？因為英國咧根本就唔啱天氣，竹樹喺度根本生長得唔好嘅。
And I started to wonder, where's my beautiful clump of bamboo gone? I could not see it anymore.
咁我諗下，咦，我以前見嗰個咁靚嗰個竹樹林去咗邊啊？佢而家揾唔到啦。
It was the same bamboo tree, only that now my mindfulness had gone right down because I was too busy. I just couldn't see its beauty anymore.
實際上咧，個竹樹林係一樣啊，只不過老師因為佢個工作好繁忙咧，佢嗰個超級嘅正念就慢慢降低咗啦。
And I realized from that the difference between ordinary mindfulness, power mindfulness, and superpower mindfulness.
咁喺呢個例子裏面咧，佢知道明白到咩叫一般嘅正念、超級嘅正念同埋非常之好嘅正念個分別啦。
Even during this retreat, I hope that you will have some very peaceful and deep meditations. And when you get up and you look at something, you too will see something ordinary, it's incredibly beautiful.
咁老師都希望我哋今次可以喺度得到一個好平靜、好好嘅禅修咧，然後個睇到啲嘢係同以前唔同嘅。
You'll see so much more in it than you ever seen before.
如果你經過咁嘅經歷嘅時候，你會睇嘅嘢完全同以前唔同，睇嘅嘢越嚟越深入嘅。
And that shows you how stillness creates the power for mindfulness to see insight.
咁嘅時候咧，就證明到點樣我話個心個靜止係可以令到我哋有個洞察力深入去睇嘢。
But the best example, which I always like saying because it's very funny, was in Australia. I'd had a very, very good meditation, and then I had to go to the toilet.
咁咧，老師有一個例子，佢成日都講係佢嘅經驗咧。佢喺澳洲咧，佢當佢做完一個好好嘅禅修之後咧
，My mindfulness was so strong and powerful.
咁嗰陣時佢嗰個正念係非常之強，係好超級噶啦。
So happy and could see so much more than usual.
咁佢嗰时佢个心力都好开心嘅，佢睇嘅嘢完全同以前唔同嘅。
And after I went to toilet, I happened to look in the bowl, and what I saw, wow, that is so beautiful.
咁咧，老师就去厕所啦，咁佢咧就会去大便啦，咁佢会通常都会睇一睇嗰个粪便嘅，佢话。哇，乜咁靓嘅
？I never ever seen a piece of shit look that beautiful. All the different browns and the way. Have you ever noticed it glistens in the water like a diamond reflecting the light?
咁老师话啊，佢从来未见过啲咁靓嘅粪便，唔同嘅啡色，亦都好似啲光咧喺度反射出嚟嘅。
And it was so fragrant, like Chanel number 6 or 7.
咁咧佢又好香噶，好似 Chanel 嗰只香水牌子啊，6或者7嗰個型號啊。
And I must have stared at it for 5 or 10 minutes. Wow, that's so nice.
咁老師咧通常可能會企喺度5至10分鐘。哇，乜咁好嘅
？But it was so hard. I had to let go and flush it away. Oh, that was so difficult.
咁對於老師嚟講咧，因為一定要沖咗個糞便，佢覺得好難先去放下隻手去撳嗰個掣去沖走呢個糞便嘅。
And that's true story.
呢個係真實嘅故事嚟噶。
That's what happens when you get superpower mindfulness. Even a piece of feces looks delightful and beautiful.
咁咧，呢個就係當我哋得到一個超級嘅正念嘅時候咧，就算一啲糞便啊，咁你都會覺得佢好靚噶。
So.If you see someone spending 10, 15, 20 minutes in the toilet, it's not that they're constipated. They've just had very good meditation. And they're sitting in there saying, wow, oh, amazing, whoa.
那你看到有人呢在個洗手間呢10至20分鐘都不出來呢可能他就有一個很好的禅修之後他有一個超級的正念呢他在享受著。
So that shows you what you need for insight, that powerful mindfulness. And the sign of that powerful mindfulness is always a lot of happiness and joy.
咁咧，我哋话，老师就话咧，如果你话要一个内观嘅时候咧，如果我哋要得到呢一个超级嘅正念嘅阶段咧，同埋喺呢个阶段嚟讲，我心系好开心咧，我就可以有个内观智慧出嚟啦。
You can see so much deeper into things.
因为咁嘅时候，我哋可以睇到。好多嘢再深层次嘅嘢。
And then it shows you why you need stillness to make mindfulness powerful to get powerful insights.
亦都系点解话我哋要有一个好强嘅止静，然后可以得到一个达到一个超级嘅正念，然后我哋可以有一个好好嘅好深入嘅内观。
And it's not that you do the you do the stillness first of all, and then you do the insights. The insights occur all the time while you are becoming still.
所以唔係話我先收咗止然後觀，而係當你係止嘅時候咧，個觀根本就係同埋一齊已經出現噶啦。
For example, I've already mentioned to you the insights into the second and third noble truths.
咁老師成日都講咧，我哋話要有第二性體，即係個集嘅性體同埋滅嘅性體嘅內觀智慧。
So you're meditating and you get frustrated. Oh, this was not a good meditation. Why? That was second noble truth meditation. Wanting equals suffering.
咁有陣時咧，我哋做禅修咧，成日都覺得有沮喪啊，越做越唔開心嘅話咧，老師話呢一種咧就係我哋做緊集體嘅禅修啊，因為我哋有個渴求喺裏邊啊。
So when the meditation doesn't work, wonderful, you've just done insight into the second noble truth, suffering.
咁都係好啦，因為當你越做越唔開心嘅時候咧，你都係有一個內觀智慧，你係做緊第二性體嘅禅修啊。
But then sometimes the meditation does work. You sit so peaceful, so nice.
咁有陣時我哋會做完禅修之後咧，就咁做緊禅修嘅時候咧，會覺得好開心嘅。
Well done. You've just had insight into the third noble truth. Letting go of wanting leads to nirvana, to happiness.
咁咧，老師話呢個就我哋係做緊第三個性體嘅禅修啦。咁我哋識得放下，咁呢個放下咧就可以帶到我哋去到涅槃啦。
You're getting a lot of insight.
咁嘅時候，我哋會有好多個內觀嘅智慧啊。
You get insight in what it means to be peaceful and to be still。
我哋就亦都有個內觀智慧，原來靜止係個裏邊嘅內容係乜嘢嚟嘅。
Many people they want peace, but they don't understand what peace is。
咁我哋好多人咧都話想去尋求個平和啊、祥和嘅心態，但我哋唔明咩叫祥和或者係和平嘅心態。
But you experience peace. That's called insight.
当你去经验到或者体验到呢一个和平和嘅心态嘅时候咧，呢个就系内观啦。
Like many people, they think they know Buddhism, but they don't understand Buddhism. They only understand the words.
咁好多人咧就话自己好识佛教，但系实际上佢哋认知个字嘅啫。
You have been experiencing meditation, peace.Maybe kindness. So you're getting insight into what these things really mean.
当你有个真正嘅体验嘅时候，咩叫做平和？咩叫喜乐嘅时候咧？我哋先至呢个先系叫做真系嘅智慧。
Once there was a professor of philosophy at a big university in Hong Kong.
咁有一个喺香港大学嘅好出名嘅教授。
He read in the newspapers that someone had opened a new five-star restaurant.
咁呢个教授咧就教哲学嘅，咁香港有一间好出名嘅五星级开咗一间新嘅餐厅。
And the professor liked his food, so he called up the restaurant to make a reservation. It was such a popular five-star restaurant, he had to wait 2 months to be able to get a seat.
咁呢个教授咧就中意食嘢嘅，咁佢就打电话去 book 个位咧，希望去试下呢间新嘅五星级嘅餐厅咧，原来要等2个月啊。
So he made his reservation.2 months later, he dressed up in a very, very good suit and tie, and he went to the restaurant.
咁咧就两个月之后咧，到佢订咗位嗰日咧，佢就着得好靓咧，就谂住去个餐厅食嘢啦。
At the door, they asked to see his ID. They checked his ID and said, "Yes, sir, you have a reservation tonight. Please come in."
话去到咧就好严肃嘅，咁啲人咧佢去到个门口咧，啲人会 check 下佢个身份证系咪呢个人，咁 check 到话有啦，你可以入嚟啦。
My goodness, it was such a beautiful restaurant with chandeliers and beautiful decorations. It was very high class.
咁呢个入到去咧，见到咧就哇好靓好靓嘅装修，我哋话喺中文我哋叫好高档嘅餐厅嚟嘅。
And even the waiters.Were dressed like English butlers with long tails and beautiful ties and well-coiffed hair.
咁咧，嗰啲侍者咧着啲好靓嘅礼服嘅，好似喺英国好高档嗰啲酒店一样嘅。
And they took the professor to his table and gave him the menu.
咁咧，佢哋咧啲侍者呢啲侍者咧，咁啊带佢哋去嗰张台度啦。
The menu was on thick parchment, thick paper.And written in calligraphy, the sort of calligraphy you'll usually find in a museum.
咁咧，嗰啲餐单就咧写落去嗰个好靓、好靓、好厚嘅纸啊。咁嗰啲好靓嘅书法嚟噶。
So the professor received the menu, and then the professor ate the menu, paid, and left.
咁嗰个教授咧睇到咁靓嘅餐摊咧，咁佢就睇住咧就食咗嗰张咁嘅嗰个 menu， 咁然后就走啦。
Because the professor didn't know the difference between the menu and food。
因为嗰个教授咧，佢唔知道嗰个 menu 同埋嗰个真系个食物有咩分别啊。
Many people know Buddhism. They know the Four Noble Truths in Pali and Sanskrit and in Mandarin. They know the sutras. They know the Abhidhamma.They know the menu, but they've never eaten the food.
咁好似我哋好多佛教徒咧，我哋又识巴利文啊，又识梵文啊，识中文啊，但系咧我哋又识晒三经藏咧，识晒啦，阿毗达玛又识埋啦，但系我哋系冇食到个餐嘅。
So insight is tasting the food, experiencing peace, experiencing bliss.
咁內觀咧，就係我哋真係去將佛陀嘅教法係食落去，去體驗個平靜。
Now the reason that these jhanas are really important for powerful insights is this。
咁就亦都係話，點解我哋要入禅啦？呢個係令到我哋有好強嘅洞察力，然後可以有個好強嘅內觀。
First of all, the insights.Into where you've come from or where you're going to.
咁第一个内观嘅智慧咧，就系我哋要知道我哋喺边度嚟，将会去边一度。
Where is this your first life, or have you got previous lives?
呢一个系你第一个生命啊，定你有以前都有生命咧
？It's very easy to say, "Oh, we don't believe in rebirth," or "We do believe in rebirth."But how can you know for sure?
好容易噏就话，我都信有上一世，亦都信有下一世。但系你点会知道咧
？But in classic Buddhist practice, we do find out for ourselves.
喺传统嘅佛教嚟讲咧，我哋会去自己去揾出系点解嘅。
So when you do have a very deep meditation, Actually, it doesn't need to be the jhanas. Even just before is good enough for this practice.
所以咧，我哋又要做學習禪那嘅禪修。但係就算我哋入個好心定嘅時候咧，就算未入到禪那咧，都可以有呢個智慧嘅。
When your mindfulness is powerful enough, that when you look in the toilet bowl, your feces look beautiful. That's the standard we need.
咁老師話咧，佢嗰個心定嘅意思係咩咧？當你好似頭先老師講嗰、那個去沖嗰個糞便嗰個比喻咁咧，當你如果可以睇到你嘅糞便係非常之漂亮嘅時候咧，你已經係一個好強嘅正念就可以去做啦。
With that degree of mindfulness in your meditation, you make the suggestion, "What is my earliest memory?"
咁你當如果你達到呢一個水準嘅正念嘅時候，當你做禪修嘅時候咧，你會問下，你可以問一個問題，就係我第一個係乜嘢嚟嘅
？If the mindfulness has enough power, straight away an image will come into your mind.
如果你嗰個正念係夠強嘅時候咧，嗰個影像就會出現噶啦。
I have to be very careful here.Because it's one of my monk's rules, the eighth paccitya, I cannot announce any of my past lives to you.
咁咧，亦都係老師亦都話咧，因為係呢個係僧眾嘅個戒條嚟嘅，佢唔可以講佢以前係乜嘢嘅。
But I use a loophole.
咁咧，老師係走法律罅。
I won't say my past lives, but I'll say what happened for my early life.
咁咧，老師就話咧，佢會唔會話佢上一生係乜嘢？佢話有咩事曾經喺佢早段嘅時候發生過啲乜嘢
？Because it describes to you what happens。
因為呢樣嘢就可以話俾我聽有啲咩事發生過啦。
So the first time I did this, I asked, "What's my earliest memory?" And straight away, there was an odor in my nose。
咁咧，老師做佢個經，佢嗰個禪修經驗就話咧，當佢問呢個問題，我最早嘅經驗係回憶係咩嘅時候咧？有一種味道入咗佢個鼻嗰度。
And immediately I recognised that was the smell of my baby's pram, the little cart with wheels in it, which my mother would put me in to wheel me here and there when I was newly born.
咁老師記得呢個咧就係佢嗰個搖籃，佢即係啱啱先做細路仔，佢媽媽將佢擠落個搖籃度嗰個味道嚟噶。
With the recognition that was my baby's pram, I was smelling.I was back in my pram, re-experiencing being a baby.
咁當佢聞到呢個味道嘅時候咧，佢好似就翻去佢細路仔咁時候，佢再聞翻嗰個味道，再體驗嗰個味道。
That's what it's like. You're here, maybe in Hong Kong, and in your mind, you're back being a baby many, many years ago.
咁喺香港亦都你可能有嗰個經驗，就係你去諗翻我細路仔嘅時候，可能好已經行翻好遠好遠嘅。
And I remember even the colour of my pram. It had a black hood and some white little blankets and sheets under which I was sleeping or just resting.
咁老師又記得佢嗰個搖籃上面係黑色嘅一個蓋咁嘅，咁下邊好多嗰啲氈喺度嘅，佢係我嚟瞓覺嘅。
It was like you were back there, being able to see, being able to feel, being able to hear.
即係好似咧，佢行翻轉頭咧，佢覺得哦，可以經驗翻多一次，可以聽到、睇到同聞到嘅。
I even remember my favourite toy when I was newly born. It was a little blue pig, a light blue pig. It's not like that. It's a very, I can't see any colours like it here. Maybe about this colour of a little black blue pig, which my mother called Porky. And I loved that little pig as a maybe 4 or 5 week old kid.
咁咧，老師仲記得佢嗰陣時，佢第一個玩具嘅就一隻豬仔嚟嘅，好似老師話，好似佢個手頭上嗰啲毛巾咁嘅藍色嘅，即係咁上下顏色啦。咁佢媽媽就中意呢只豬叫 Pocky， 咁佢好記得呢只豬仔嘅。
When you have these memories, it's with all the detail you require。
咁咧嘅時候咧，就已經記得曬嗰陣時你所有嘅嘢啦。
Very clear as you're looking at me now。
即係清楚到好似而家你望住老師咁嘅。
And that was the first of those memories. I can say that because that's of this life.
咁老師可以講，因為呢一個係佢呢一生嘅經驗，唔係講上一世嘅。
But then you ask earlier, please.
咁嘅時候咧，你可以喺個禪修裏邊再問 我想再做一啲嘅嘢。
Because I was born in England, I am very polite. I always say earlier, please.
咁咧，老師就係因為佢係英國人咧，佢哋好有禮貌。佢哋話：我想知道，請你話俾我聽，再做啲嘅嘢。
And usually I have to go away from my experience now, the experience of my disciples. Usually the next thing which comes up is experiencing yourself in your mother's womb, not born yet.
咁通常咧，再前啲嘅經驗咧，就佢啲第二都有講過，就係喺個媽媽嘅子宮裏邊嘅情況。
Like swimming in this liquid.
好似喺啲水塘裏邊，喺啲水裏邊游水咁啊。
You all know that babies can feel they're conscious. Now you know what it's like to be a baby in a womb.
咁你哋知道啲細路仔識得喺個即係未成型嘅細路仔會喺個子宮裏邊游水，咁你哋應該知道係乜嘢事啦。
So then you say earlier, please.
咁你最後咧，你可以再講，再早少少。
And then you get the experience of your previous life.
咁咧，你就可以體驗翻再上一世嘅經驗啦。
And again, it's like being back there.
咁你個感覺，你哋係真係可以翻去嗰陣時咁嘅。
Like re-experiencing things.
咁你又再體驗一次。
And you have the freedom to ask questions, just the thought.Where was this? What was my name? The answers come straight away.
咁你可以問啊，我係邊個？我喺邊度？呢度係咩地方？咁嗰個答案就即刻會出現噶啦。
But there is a little warning here for you.
但老師話提一提你哋，有啲嘢你要注意嘅。
Because many people who have done this, when they get the memory of their past life, usually in many cases, not all cases, what they remember.It's the time when they died in their last life, because that's the closest to this life.
咁咧，老師就再提我哋一次咧，因為好多人當問呢個問題嘅時候咧，係會好多時會係睇翻我哋個即係上一世死嘅時間，因為呢個同我哋再上一世最接近嘅。
And that can often be very unpleasant.
咁通常死嘅嗰個過程咧，我哋未必覺得係好受嘅。
So a couple of disciples, they followed my advice.And they've got their past life when they're dying, and they say, I never want to do that again, it's too painful.
咁有啲弟子咧，即係聽完老師咁講，佢哋做到，但係當佢係睇到佢點死嘅時候咧，同老師講，我唔玩啦，唔制啦，唔好玩嘅。
So, I have to give this advice to everybody. If you try that, and you get a painful experience, all you need to do is just to say, earlier please. And you move back, you know, before you died, which is, you know, much better.
咁咧，老師話：如果真係老師講俾你聽咧，就因為如果你真係咁做嘅時候，去到嗰個位，你覺得好唔舒服嘅時候咧，你只係需要做再早啲，咁嗰個景象就會再行前啲噶啦。
Now that is very helpful for you to understand the meaning of your life。
咁嘅時候咧，呢樣嘢對於我哋話明白生命嘅意義係好有用嘅。
So no longer would you have any doubt at all that reincarnation or rebirth is a fact。
咁因為如果有咁嘅經驗嘅時候咧，你會對於來世啊、將來啊，咁你會明白啦。嗰輪迴你會明白多好多啦。
You have personal experience of your past life。
因為你係真真正正有自己嘅經驗，對於上一世嘅經驗你係有啦。
And it also means it makes many explanations of this life very clear why you are who you are。
咁亦都你都明白到點解我呢一世會係咁，點解會嚟呢一度啦。
Now, why you are anxious or nervous in this life is because of what happened in your past life.
點解我呢一世會零舍緊張啊，或者我又成日擔心嘢嘅話咧，就因為我哋以前做落嚟嘅嘢。
Explains why a Caucasian Buddhist is now in Hong Kong. What am I doing here?
咁亦都會解釋到點解有啲出邊嘅出家人嚟香港啊。
Many, many things become clear when you have this bigger picture.
好多嘢咧，因為我哋睇嘅嘢越多咧，因為呢個咁廣嘅景象咧，咁我哋會明白仲多啲嘢。
So you gain insight into the truth of rebirth。
咁我哋咧可以得到我哋再生嘅智慧啊。
And that is an insight which will change your life。
當你有呢個咁嘅內觀智慧嘅時候咧，咁就會令到我哋對個人生係會有個改觀啊。
You will not be afraid of death。
咁我成日我哋就唔會再驚死啦。
Because you've done it before and you can remember it。
因為我哋已經死過啦，我哋會記得嘅。
You're not so upset when people close to you die, because you understand, well they die, they come back。
咁就算你附近嘅亲近嘅人死咗，你觉得冇问题咧，佢哋会翻转头嘅。
So you don't cry so much at funerals.
咁喺葬礼嘅时候，你唔会喊咁多噶啦。
Many many sufferings disappear.
咁好多我哋无谓嘅痛苦咧，都会去慢慢减低噶啦。
So that's one of the first great insights you can get.
咁呢个系第一个内观智慧，我哋可以喺禅修里边睇到嘅。
But as you take the meditation deeper and get into jhanas, there are other insights which are also very, very powerful.
咁一路落禅难嘅时候咧，我哋更加可以多一啲内观嘅智慧。
To understand those insights, I use the simile of the tadpole and the frog.
咁我哋要明白多啲关于自己嘅嘢嘅时候咧，老师用一个就系叫青蛙嘅故仔啊。
Once there was a little tadpole who was born in a lake.
咁咧，从前有一只蝌蚪，即系青蛙嘅前身咧，个蝌蚪咧喺个水嗰度出世啦。
She was a very clever little tadpole.
咁一只好聪明嘅蝌蚪嚟嘅。
She went to tadpole school and studied all sorts of things.
咁佢就翻学啦，咁佢学咗好多嘢嘅。
And then she went to tadpole university.And she studied water.
咁佢咧就翻大学咯，即系升咗上大学啦。咁佢学习咩叫水
？And didn't matter how many great professors taught her about water, still she couldn't understand what water was.
咁无论系几多个教授同佢讲咩叫水咧，但佢都唔明咩叫系水。
There was even a few bald-headed tadpoles with brown robes who taught her the Abhidhamma of water.
咁有啲人咧就又有啲蝌蚪老師咧係即係出家人嚟，出家嘅蝌蚪老師咧，就直情教埋佢阿比達曼，但佢都唔明。
But still she couldn't understand what water was.
咁佢哋仍然都唔明白咩係叫水。
How can a tadpole understand water when she was born in water, lived all her life in water?On every moment of her existence, she was surrounded, immersed in water. You just can't know what water is.
你想想一隻蝌蚪，它在水里面出世，在水里面住，一直所有东西都在水里面做的，那我怎么明白什么叫水呢？
Even though little tadpole wrote a book about water, which was a bestseller, still she didn't understand what she was talking about.
虽然她厉害到写了一本书关于什么 叫水，但是卖得好好，但都但佢自己嚟讲，佢都唔知咩叫水。
But one morning, little tadpole she woke up, and there were things growing out of her bottom.
咁咧有一日咧，喺起身嘅时候咧，只蝌蚪咧个尾度生咗啲嘢出嚟啊。
And little things coming out of her shoulders.
咁个两只爪咧，亦都喺个膊头嗰度伸出嚟啦。
And day after day, they got longer and longer.
咁啲四肢咧就越嚟越长啦。
The little tadpole.Was growing into a frog.
咁只蝌蚪咧就成长成一只青蛙啦。
And one day, little tadpole's legs and arms were big enough. She hopped out of the water. And that was a very scary thing to do. She'd never been out of the water before, but she jumped out.
咁咧有一日咧，终于咧就佢变咗成长成一只成熟嘅青蛙啦。嗰只手啊、四肢咧已经可以成长到啦。咁佢咧就喺嗰日跳一跳咗出嚟，咁佢系好惊嘅，因为佢从来都未跳出过水度嘅。
Just like some of you say you're very scared when you get into emptiness, when things start to disappear, when you go to places you've never been before, you get scared, just like little tadpole.
咁有啲同修咧，同老师讲咧，佢哋见到空性啦。见到冇乜嘢可以揸拿嘅时候咧，佢哋开始惊啊！咁老师话就好似只青蛙咁啦。
But give it a try, be adventurous. You have a wonderful experience. And so little tadpole, she was adventurous enough. She jumped out of the lake and was standing on dry ground.
老师咧就系俾个祝福我哋咧，就我哋要去大胆啲，好似嗰只青蛙仔咁，佢嘣一声跳到出个水，咁就知道咩叫水啦。
This was so strange. She never had an experience like this ever before.
咁咧，佢嗰个感觉原来系好特别嘅，佢从来未试过有咁特别嘅感觉嘅。
Something which was always there had now vanished.
咁有啲嘢咧，成日都喺度，但系呢一刻嚟讲咧，唔见咗。
And the insight came. It has to come. It's automatic. Ah, now I understand what water is.
咁個內觀智慧咧，喺呢一刻咧就會佢會自動產生嘅。咁就青蛙話：我而家終於知道咩叫水啦。
It's that wet stuff which is not there anymore.
因為嗰啲濕嘅嘢已經唔喺度啦。
Only now can the frog get insight into the nature of water. Once water has disappeared.
當佢嗰啲水唔見咗嘅時候咧，就青蛙先知道乜嘢叫做水。
So, little tadpole sitting in front of me. Do you understand what your body is?
咁咧，嗰只青蛙仔咧，佢哋坐喺老師前面就問：你明唔明身體係乜嘢啊？
You can't understand what your body is. You've been born in the body. You live immersed in the body. Every moment of the day you're in the body. How can you ever understand what your body is?
好似我哋咁咧，我哋由出生一路都喺个身体里边，一路同个身体一齐共存嘅。咁你点可能知道你个身体系乜嘢咧
？You may become a professor of medicine and be able to do great surgery, but still you don't understand what the body is.
虽然你可能成为一个好出名做一个外科个外科手术嘅医生，但你仍然都唔明白咩系身体。
You can become a professor of the Abhidhamma.And have all of the many, many parts of the body, but still you don't understand what the body is.
你可能明白曬或者讀曬嗰個阿比達摩，但你仍然都唔明白咩叫身體。
But one day, little tadpoles, you become a frog. You jump out, and you're sitting deep in meditation. Hey, I can't hear anything. I can't see. I can't feel the body. I can't feel the hands, the legs, the breath. It's all gone.
咁當好似佢只嗰只蝌蚪咁樣，佢跳出個水之後咧，變咗一隻好強嘅青蛙嘅時候，佢坐禅修嘅時候，佢發覺，咦個身體慢慢所有嘅嘢係唔見咗嘅時候，佢就明白乜嘢叫身體啦。
You've got jhana. You're a frog. Well done.
如果你入到禅啦，咁你係只青蛙啦，係好好嘅事嚟嘅。
And now, when the body.And all its senses of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching have all disappeared. Now you can understand what they are.
当我哋喺禅修嗰阵时，去到禅那咧，嗰个身体、个五官嘅感觉都消失嘅时候咧，我先至明白咩叫身体，咩叫五官嘅感受啦。
And one of the things you will understand is this body is a whole heap of pain and suffering.
咁嗰時我會明白呢個所謂嘅身體咧，只不過係一個痛苦嘅組合品嚟嘅啫。
Even when it's healthy and fit and beautiful, it's still a whole heap of suffering.
雖然可能你睇落去好健康、好靚，但係呢個身體都係一大堆嘅受苦嘅物質嚟嘅啫。
Even if you're Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Lady Gaga, or Justin Bieber, it's still a whole heap of suffering.
雖然你係一個好出名嘅乜乜乜乜小姐，但係都係身體都係一個好大堆嘅受苦嘅物質嚟嘅啫。
And how do you know that? Because there's no body now, and you're happy, you're free. It's like literally being out of jail.
即係當你冇咗個身體嘅時候咧，你就真係好自由，好自由，真係好似出咗個監獄咁啦。
Being in your body is like being in prison, and you're sentenced for about 80 years, 90 years.If you get out of jail early, 10 years, 12 years, well done.
咁好似我哋而家喺个身体里边咧，我哋嘅寿命可能80至90岁咧，都系喺个身体里边。如果我哋能够喺个身体度走咗出嚟嘅话咧，咁老师话我哋做一个好好嘅嘢啦。
But when all we ever know is life in this body, when we don't know what it's like to be outside of prison, how can we ever try to become free?
因為我哋都一路都困喺個身體裏面咧，從來冇試過諗住去走出呢個身體，即係呢個咁嘅監獄咧。咁我哋點知咩叫自由咧
？We get huge insights by those weird experiences of jhanas, just like the frog really starts to understand when he leaves the water.
所以當喺禪那嘅時候，我哋真真正正有咁嘅體驗嘅時候咧，先知道乜嘢叫做自由。就如果只蝌蚪咁咧，佢跳出咗個水咧，先知道咩叫水。
Now I can say this and it can make sense, you can believe it, but it doesn't work until you've experienced it.
咁老师可以讲咧，我哋可以听咧，听落去就好似好明咁咧。但实际嘅明白系当我哋真系有咁嘅体验嘅时候，先系真正嘅明白。
Little tadpole could have the best teachers. Even that little wonderful frog called the Buddha can go into the lake and teach all the tadpoles, but it doesn't work until the tadpole becomes a frog themselves.
咁啊，蝌蚪咧，虽然佢可能收到好多唔同好好嘅老师去教佢，就算系佛陀都入到个水嚟教佢咧，除非当佢哋做咗青蛙嘅时候，佢先至明白嘅嘢。
But there's even more powerful insights coming next.
咁咧，仲有一个更加紧要嘅、重要嘅、超级嘅正念会跟住嚟讲啦。
And these are scary insights.
但系有啲人觉得好可怕嘅。
Years ago.I was teaching in Singapore, and I usually teach, you know, just how to live a happy life. But one of the, he was actually the president then, asked me, can you please give a deep talk, just like you teach the monks? So I said, do you really want a deep talk? He said, yes. Okay, I will give you one.
咁咧，好多年前咧，老師就喺新加坡，咁佢有一個引問佢，佢可唔可以俾一啲比較深入啲嘅開示啊？因為老師一般嚟講咧，就令到我哋淨係講一啲好開心嘅，等我哋如何去即係好開心去過一世嘅啫。
And after the talk, he was so scared he never slept that night. In the morning, he said, "Please don't give me a deep talk ever again."
咁個人咧就問老師講完俾佢聽一個好深嘅開示之後咧，個人就好驚，跟住同老師講：我唔好揾啦，下次你唔好再講啦。
And this is one of the stories I told him.
咁呢個其中一個故仔，老師講嘅故仔。
Another frog story.
又關於青蛙嘅。
Who chose to come on this retreat?
嚟呢度閉關嘅青蛙。
Are you really in control of what you think and do?
你有冇諗過係咪你真係可以自己控制自己嚟呢度嘅呢
？Have you free choice of what food to take at lunchtime？
你有冇個選擇權去食晏晝啊時間啊嘅安排？你有冇選擇權呢
？It appears to be that you are making the choices。
好似睇落嚟係你去選擇一樣嘢。
You're not。
實際你唔係。
There's no one in there。
是没有人去做这个选择的。
You're on automatic brainwashing.
我们只是 在自动在被人洗脑的。
That's the scariest thing to realize that you are not in control.
当你发觉原来我们没有控制权的时候我们会感觉到很惊慌的。
It appears that you choose, but that is an illusion.
你以為你有選擇權呢？這個是一個幻象來的。
You have been born in your will, lived all your life with your will. The will has always been there for you, just like the water has always been there for the tadpole.
你以為用你的意志力去生存，到生活到而家，好像那隻蝌蚪一樣，他以為一個水，他在一個水裡面生存。
But one day, in meditation, you go to a place where the will doesn't exist. Where it stopped, it's not there anymore. Just like the frog leaves the water. In the second jhana, you leave the will behind.
到有一天你做禅修的时候你发觉你的意志力没有了。好像只青蛙跳出了个水一样的话在意禅你就有这样的境界了。
There's no will left anymore.
是完全没有意志力在里面的了。
It's gone.
不见了。
Something which you were always surrounded with has now disappeared.
你一直以为的东西跟着你的东西是不见了。
And for the first time, you understand what the will is.
当你没有了意志力的时候你才明白那什么叫意志力。
You always thought it was your friend.
你成日以为呢个系你个老友嚟噶。
You always thought if I could only teach my will to be more wise and compassionate, then I'd be free and happy.
我哋成日以为咧，我哋可以训练到自己咧，变得好慈悲啊乜嘢，我哋嘅意志力咧就会好好嘅。原来我哋系错嘅。
But you realize the problem is the will.
原来我们终于发觉个问题的个核心呢，就因为我们有意志力。
It does not belong to you.
个意志力不是属于我们的。
It is your enemy.
实际是我们的敌人来的。
Because when you let it go, when you're free, wow, that's so blissful.
当你放低佢嘅时候呢，你就发觉哇，原来咁舒服，咁安乐嘅。
If the body is the prison, the will is like the prison guard, the torturer.
如果我哋个比喻就系、我哋嘅身体系我哋嘅监狱嘅话咧，咁我哋嘅意志力就等于个狱监。Warren, Chinese. Doctor.
The will never lets you be still. It never lets you rest. It never lets you be happy. Always keeps you moving.
因为我的意志力呢不断地令到我们去希望有东西，令到我们完全是不可以静止下来的。
But when the will disappears, now I can be at peace.
当我们意志力不见的时候，我们就唉，我终于安乐了。
That's why in this whole retreat, I've taught you not to will yourself into deep meditation, not to struggle, but to let go.
所以老师在这个禅修营经常提着我们，我们要放下，不去想去一些东西，令我意志力加强。
Not to struggle,But to be compassionate, let things be.
我们不要去再跟任何东西去挣扎，我们是要放下所有的东西。
Not to want things, but just to be here. You are undermining your will.
因为、我们一不断去渴求的东西的时候，我们只是不断地加强我们的、意志力而已。
And when your will stops,That's so nice.
当你真系个意志力放低嘅时候咯，你发觉、真系好舒服啊。
And you realize this will wasn't you after all.
同埋你已经明白到呢个所谓嘅意志力都唔系你嚟嘅。
It's desire, craving, the cause of suffering.
系我哋个贪欲心系我哋嘅受苦嘅核心嚟嘅。
And.If you get reborn, the reason you get reborn is your will, because you want something.
点我哋会再生呢？就因为我哋想一啲嘢，所以我哋再嚟呢个世界啦。
Which is why just those insights into the nature of the will, you also understand how this whole rebirth thing comes to an end.
当你有呢、这个睇到我哋欲念令到我哋再重生嘅。嘅智慧嘅时候咧，就明白到点样我哋会再翻嚟呢度啦。
When you die, if you have any will left, that will create your next life.
如果当我哋死嘅时候咧，我仲有一啲未完嘅心债嘅时候咧，这个未完嘅心债就会令到我哋再翻嚟呢个娑婆世界啦。
Any wanting, any desire, you get reborn.
我哋有任何嘅渴求咧，就会再重生啦。
But if you've trained yourself to be still, in other words, just being here, going nowhere, you stop the will, and there's nothing to take you into another life.
我们只是学习去止静自己，我们只是在活在这一刻，那个时候我们没有任何的渴求的时候，那我们又不会再重生了。
You're still, and you disappear.
因为当你平静、好静止嘅时候咧，所谓呢个我呢、这个意志力咧就会消失啦。
That's why my latest book had the title "The Art of Disappearing."
所以老师嗰本最新嘅书咧就系话我哋系消失嘅艺术。
This is what Nirvana means.
呢个就系
disappearing.
我哋成日讲嘅涅槃就系嘅嘢嘅消失。
And the cause for disappearing.Is stillness.
咁令到啲嘢消失嘅咧，嗰个因咧就系我哋可以静止落嚟。
But some people say I don't want to disappear.
但有啲人话：，我唔想消失。
I'm sorry, everybody. It's too late for you now.
但系老师话唔好意思，已经太迟啦。我已经话咗俾你听啦。
If you understand the nature of the will, It doesn't come from you. It comes from conditioning, from brainwashing. And I've been brainwashing you long enough now. I'm sorry, but you've got no more choice. I have changed your will. You are going to stop.
我们的意志力根本就不是我们的选择权来的，只不过是我们不断的，我们的条件化了我们的。那我们也都被人洗了脑很久的。不过今次我们撞到老师，老师又不断地跟我们洗脑，我们已经是太迟，不可以行回转头，只要听老师的那个洗法，那个洗脑的方法的了。
Because sometimes I look at, why do I say these things? Why do I do these things? Where does my will come from?
咁有時我哋會問下點解我會做咁樣嘅嘢呢，咁我意志力或者我決定喺邊度嚟嘅呢。
And I have enough mindfulness, I know what I say, I was brainwashed by Ajahn Chah.
咁老師話好肯定佢問嗰啲問題，但佢知道佢知道佢個腦呢直接係俾佢個老師阿姜茶洗咗㗎啦。
His will was brainwashed by his teacher, Ajahn Mun.
咁佢個老師即係阿姜茶嘅老嘅腦咧，亦都俾佢個上司阿姜曼洗嘅。
You trace it back, and they were all brainwashed by the Buddha.
咁你再喺度嗰度再追溯翻之前咧，即係阿姜曼嘅老師嘅老師嘅老師咧，我哋追到最終嗰個咧，就係佛陀。
And that's where it all comes from. So we're all conditioned. Our will has been changed.By this person who came 2500, 2600 years ago, taught the Dhamma. And once you hear it, you have to get out of samsara. You can't continue on. You will.
我哋一路咁样追溯翻去以前咧，就系2500年前佛陀讲嘅教法咧，就一路咁将我哋嘅路一路洗到而家。所以当我哋一听过佛法嘅话咧，我哋行唔翻转头噶啦。
That's insight.
这个就是内观的智慧了。
Even sometimes people ask me, Ajahn Brahm, why do you tell jokes? No other monk tells jokes.
咁有啲人会即系问老师，点解你会讲笑话嘅？其余嗰啲出家人唔会讲笑话嘅。
And I say, yes, they do. And I became, but Ajahn Chah told jokes, so he's brainwashed me to tell jokes.
咁老师就话。我会讲笑话，因为我老师阿姜茶系讲古仔嘅，咁我佢系教我咁样做嘅。
No, I've got no choice. I can't stop myself. It's conditioned.
因为我哋俾佢洗咗脑咧，咁佢系老师系俾阿姜茶洗咗脑之后，佢又唔可以控制自己啦，所以唯有咁样做啦。
So here's one of my favorite jokes just before lunch.
咁喺午餐之前，老师讲一个佢好中意讲嘅古仔啊。
It's a joke about the two carrots.
是关于两个carrot 是金笋的故事的笑话。
I'm not sure if this will work in Cantonese, but we'll give it a try. There were two carrots walking down the road, and one got hit by a car. The driver was drunk.
咁有两只金笋即係呢个笑话呢就係、是、有两个金笋就行落个山，咁有一只金笋呢就比较车撞到。
And the carrot, his friend who was uninjured, immediately called the emergency to get the ambulance to come. And the ambulance came very quickly.
咁另外嗰个冇受伤嗰只金笋咧，佢就即刻打电话去求救，因为佢知道佢朋友受伤啦。
And the injured carrot was so bad, they put him straight in the ambulance. His friend went with him to the hospital.
咁嗰另外嗰个金笋嘅伤咧好紧要，佢哋即刻。送咗佢上嗰架救伤车就送去医院啦。
When the nurses took one look at that injured carrot, they put him straight into the emergency room and from there into emergency surgery. He was on the edge of life and death.
咁咧，去到医院之后咧，个护士睇到，这个金笋伤得好紧要喎，佢即刻送咗去嗰个紧急嘅救伤站里边啦。
And his friend had to wait in the waiting room, worried sick about whether his friend.Would live or die.
咁佢嗰另外嗰冇受伤嘅朋友咧，就喺度好担心啊，唔知个 carrot 会唔会死咧
？After 2 hours, the doctor came out and said, "I've got some good news and bad news about your friend, Mr. Carrot."
咁咧， 兩個鐘頭之後咧，個醫生就出嚟啦，就同冇受傷嗰、那個嗰只 Carrie 講話：我有一個好消息，亦都有個壞消息。
The good news is your friend Mr. Carrot, he's going to live. He's going to survive.
咁個好消息咧就係、受傷嗰只 Carrie 咧，就而家係可以生存啦。
The bad news is because of his injuries, he's going to be a vegetable for the rest of his life.
咁另一個壞消息咧，因為佢嗰個傷個咁重咧，佢變咗一個植物人啦。
It's a very silly joke.
呢個係一個笑話嚟。
But it's not my fault. I can't resist telling it because my will doesn't belong to me.
咁老師話唔關我事啊，因為佢根本佢都冇意志力，不過係佢係俾人洗咗腦，所以係咁緊要佢同我哋講笑話。
Okay, we've got 5 minutes. Any questions about the talk today?
我哋有五分鐘，關於今日講嘅嘢，你有冇問題咧？
Because this evening, unfortunately, it's not a question time because we have the talk in Polyu. Yeah.Yeah,
因為今晚唔可以講問題，因為今晚要去理工學院啦。
係麻煩可唔可以幫我翻譯？我想問一下咧，子同官同埋禪拿咧，同埋開悟係咪程度上嘅分別咧？即係呢四個詞即係四個詞語係咁多。
What's the difference between samatha, vipassana, jhana and enlightenment?
Nothing.
係冇分別嘅。
They're all parts of the same path.
我哋话系佢系嗰个道路上嘅唔同嘅面向啊。
So as you walk the path, when you get calm, that's samatha. When you see things deeply, that's vipassana. When you get very very still, that's jhana. When you disappear, that's nibbana.
可以咁讲就话个字咧，当我哋觉得好平静嘅时候。跟住到個觀咧，就係我哋清晰嘅時候，到禪拿就我哋變得好靜好靜，係靜止嘅時候，到開悟嘅時候，或者你叫 enlightenment 嗰時候咧，就係啲嘢唔見嘅時候。
Okay.
Yeah. Dear Ajahn, about the conditioning. Since we are not the controller of our will and we are conditioned, but how come there are so many conditionings happen in my life or in everybody's life, but how come some conditioning are effective and some are not?
Oh, that's because of the power of the conditioner. A hypnotist is very, very powerful to hypnotize people. So,Monks who know what they're talking about, we are very powerful to condition you to become enlightened and to condition you to keep coming back next time. You will come back next time. You will come back.
個問題呢就係、是、問呢我哋頭先老師話我哋係即係我哋俾人制約咗或者叫洗咗腦咁點解呢咁我哋會咩呢點解我哋佢話佢自己呢一生有好多啲即係俾人制約咗嘅嘢，咁又唔知其餘啲人係點啦。咁老師就話點解我哋會有啲即係唔同嘅際遇啦？即係簡單嚟講係唔同嘅際遇咧，就是、因為我哋會撞到啲唔同嘅催眠師啊。咁如果你撞到好似老師啲出家人咧，佢就會不斷咁同我哋洗腦，就令到我哋知道啲最後個目的地係乜嘢。咁佢不斷咁樣即係今日講完之後，你下一次又嚟啊，下一次嚟，即係好似催眠我哋咁啦。咁我所謂嗰啲條約或者個 conditioning 咧，就因為我哋係唔同嘅習氣啊，係以前帶落嚟嘅。
But it is true that some people are ripe for that conditioning. So you teach, and some people they just get attracted to it because your karmic conditioning is just right for this type of teaching.
就同埋咧，就因為嗰、那個業力嘅問題咧，有啲人已經差唔多成熟啦，所以咧聽老師講佢就明啦，亦都好容易去跟住老師去行啦。有啲人聽咗咧就係、是、聽住先未做嘅，咁所以係唔同嘅人有唔同嘅業力。
OK，
yes, very good. Dear Ajahn, I would like to know does mindfulness mean meditation or they are different?
呢、这個問題就問正念咧，同埋係咪即係等於禅修咧？定係佢哋唔同嘅嘢嚟嘅咧
？No, mindfulness is an important part of meditation. So just like your legs are part of your body, But you've got more things in your body than just your legs. If you just had legs, well, I don't think there'd be much of a body. So you just can't have mindfulness. You need mindfulness, you need stillness, you need compassion, you need wisdom. There's many, many parts to meditation. Mindfulness is only one part.
咁咧，正念咧，好似話個禅修嘅，佢如果當個禅修係當個身體嘅話咧，正念係禅修只腳。咁我哋係需要好多嘢先至係叫一個禅修，佢係好多唔同嘅組合嘅。等於我哋慈心啊、平靜啊，好多嘢先組成係我哋嘅嗰個身體嘅。
Any more questions? Okay.
我想请问呢，其实你说第二次的那个是用我们的意志带我们回来第二世的，那其实再回来有什么害处呢？好像你这样，你回来就可以教导我们了，那也有很多人回来是再贡献这个世界的，那为什么是坏处呢？ Dear Ajahn, I'd like to ask a question. So you just mentioned that it is will that brings us back to our next life. So what's it so bad?Coming back again, just like you now, you are contributing to so many people and teaching so many people, and there are some more other people that they are contributing to the world and making the world better. So what's so bad coming back again?
What's so bad having to come and teach another lifetime and another lifetime? Don't you retire after... When do you retire in Hong Kong? 60, 65?
So you just can't remember what happened to you in your previous life. You don't look back.
It's time to retire.
老师 there might not be so many monks as good as you, you know, so it's good to come back again. I'm sorry.
老师说呢，即是说他又回来，你不会觉得很累吗？教完一世又一世，会不会很累啊？
So that's why I'm creating more monks and more nuns. So once I've created enough, then they can take over my family business from the Buddha family, and then I can retire.
咁所以老師咧就不斷去即係俾機會，就喺度創造一啲機會俾一啲人去做出家人啊。咁佢希望咧到佢哋成熟嘅時候咧，佢就可以退休啦。
But I still don't understand why in Buddhism we have to desert our present life. It seems that we don't want a life to...
It's like being in prison. If you're in prison, wouldn't you like to escape?
咁呢個同修再問呢，點解喺佛教嚟講我哋要唔愛呢來生呀？咁老師就話呢，就話你唔覺得好慘呢喺個監獄裏面。
So the Buddha, he dug this tunnel under the prison. It's called the Eightfold Tunnel.
咁佛陀咧就喺个监獄下边咧掘咗条隧道俾我哋走啊，咁我哋叫做八圣道。
And he dug it and he escaped.
咁因为佢掘咗呢条路之后咧，佢真系走一粒冇。
Then he came back again into prison to teach other people how to escape.
咁佛陀咧就出咗去之后咧，佢就逃走咗之后，佢翻嚟教翻我哋啦。
And he taught the escape committee, the Sangha.
咁佢又教一個屠肉組啦，嗰個屠肉組就增團啦。
So then the Buddha said, "Okay, I've taught enough escape committee. Now I'm out of here. Now you carry on teaching other people how to escape."
咁佛陀教完呢個屠肉組之後，佢話：我走落嚟，你哋掂啦，你去搞掂佢啦。
So we teach you how to escape, and once there's enough more people on escape committee, then I can get out, and you can carry on.
咁老師就話咧，如果當我哋訓練到我哋做咗個屠肉組嘅組員之後，我哋成熟嘅時候咧，佢覺得夠啦，佢就拜拜啦。
Because somebody's got to escape.
因為有啲人係需要去逃離呢個監獄噶嘛。
So I volunteer.
所以老師自動。
And then I can teach by example. So look, this is escape. I'm going. Bye bye. You follow me.
咁第二個面向人，因為咧佢真係逃走嘅，走咗出去咧，佢就可以話：你睇到啦嘛，有個新教啦。
Imagine if everybody digs tunnels and nobody escapes.
你諗下，如果個個都淨係掘隧道，但冇人去走得出去嘅話，係點咧
？Pretty dumb.
咁啊，真係好傻啫。
Okay. Yeah, go.
Thank you, Ajahn Brahm. So on your teaching, you talk about a lot of the, like, the good experience, the blissful experience and everything, right? But I think in reality, when we sit, we might not be able to, like, of course, this is what we want to get to, right? But I think during our sittings, like, there's a lot of other experience rather than what you talk about. So, like, can you give us some sort of insight of how do we deal with it, or like how do we treat it? Thank you.即係我諗頭先喺上司開示嘅時候咧，咁佢就好似講咗好多關於好 blissful 好開心嘅 experience 啊經驗。咁我喺呢度咧，我想問，因為其實我諗喺我哋嗰個坐個經驗嗰度咧，未必係即係可以咁 blissful 啊。咁同埋或者我哋喺我哋坐個經驗嗰度，或者係有啲唔同嘅難題。咁希望可以上司可以開始。
Okay, it's, I've only got 1 or 2 minutes. Okay, it'll be a bit late for lunch, never mind. There was, one of my monks went to teach in prison.
咁老師有一個即係佢個僧眾咧，去嗰個監獄嗰度教學噶。
The prisoners asked him, "What's it like being in a Buddhist monastery in Australia?"
咁嗰啲監犯咧就問啊嗰個出家人究竟喺個寺院裏邊有啲咩生活啦。
The monk said, "We get up at 4 a.m. in the morning."
咁、那個老師嗰個出家人就話：哦，我哋四點鐘要起身嘅。
The prisoner said, "Wow, even murderers don't have to get up until 6."
咁個監犯話：唔係喎，哇！我哋啲謀殺犯都唔使，唔使咁早起身嘅。
And then he told how tough it was in a Buddhist monastery, much tougher than in prison.
咁咧就係嗰個僧格，嗰個僧契更加講翻佢哋嗰個寺院嘅生活咧，比較上仲係比個監獄仲辛苦嘅。
Even in this temple.You only get 2 meals a day. In prison in Hong Kong, you get 3 meals a day.
即係食飯咁咧，喺呢度我哋只係得兩餐。咁喺監獄咧有三餐嘅最少。
And some people in prison they can watch TV. Can they watch TV in prison in Hong Kong? I can't watch TV.
好似喺監獄咧，咁啲人可以睇電視。香港嘅監獄都係嘅，但係僧契嚟講，我哋唔會冇電視睇嘅。
So actually.It's more comfortable in a prison, especially in Australia, than it is in my monastery.
咁相對上嚟講咧，喺澳洲嘅監獄咧，就喺生活上嚟就舒服過喺老師嘅寺院嗰度生活嘅。
But there is a waiting list of people trying to join my monastery in Australia, and there is a waiting list of people trying to get out of jail.
咁但係奇怪咧，就係、是、有一個，即係我哋有個 waiting list 咧，就啲人要去老師個寺院度去受訓嘅。咁亦都係喺監獄嚟講咧，有一班人咧就輪住隊想出嚟嘅。
Why？
點解咧
？Because I understood what a real prison is and what freedom is。
因為老師明白到乜嘢叫做自由，乜嘢叫做監獄。
A prison is any place you don't want to be。
監獄嚟講咧，就係我哋一個地方，我哋係唔想去嘅。
It doesn't matter how comfortable or painful it is. If you don't want to be here, you are in prison.
無論佢係物質條件上係好與冇咧，如果你唔中意喺嗰度嘅咧，嗰、那個就係監獄啦。
If you are having, say, a nimitta, but you want the jhanas, you are in prison because you don't want to be here. You want to be somewhere else.
當你成日話我要去入禅啦，我要呢樣要嗰樣嘅時候咧，你有一個。渴求嘅时候咧，你就喺个监狱里边啦。
If you're in a relationship with your partner, you don't want to be there. Your relationship feels like a prison.
当你同人拍档做生意嘅时候咧，你又唔中意嗰个人嘅时候咧，你就等于去入咗个监狱啦。
If you're in a job you hate, your office is like going to prison.
当你又唔中意翻工嘅时候咧，你个工作环境就系你个监狱啦。
If you're in a sick old body and you don't like your body.Your body feels like a prison.
咁当你个身体又老又弱嘅时候，你又唔中意呢个身体嘅时候咧，你就系喺个监狱里边啦。
I remember a prison. It doesn't matter how comfortable or painful it is. It's just you don't want to be here. That's what makes a prison.
个重点话你系边一样叫监狱咧，就系、是、个重点就系你唔想喺嗰个地方，嗰、那个就系个监狱啦。
So how do you escape from a prison and become free?
咁我哋点可以喺个监狱里边逃出嚟咧
？You don't have to change your partner, your job, or your body.
你唔需要去改变你嘅工作环境、你个拍档同埋你个身体。
To be free, you change your attitude.
如果你想自由咧，只系改变我哋嘅心态啫。
I want to be here.
我想喺呢度。
And then no place is a prison for you.
咁嘅时候就冇一个地方系监狱啦。
I want to be in this dull, stupid meditation. Then you're free.
当你话我虽然呢个好闷、好戆居嘅禅修，但我想喺度嘅时候咧，咁呢个唔系监狱啦。
I want to be with this wife who nags, 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 nags. I'd miss her if she didn't nag at me. Then you're free.
咁我咧就算系一个好沉嘅个女人咧，会喺哔哩哔哩嘅咧，我叫就即系上我咧。咁如果你中意佢嘅时候咧，嗰个唔系一个监狱嚟嘅。
That's the way you understand freedom. You want to be here, then you're free.
呢个就系我哋话达到自由嘅境界啦，就系我想喺呢一度。
Now this is really important in meditation. So often, doesn't matter what you're experiencing, you don't want to be here. You want to be somewhere different. That is the problem in meditation.
咁无论你个禅修好与唔好咧，只要你系知道我系想喺呢度嘅时候咧，就冇问题啦。但如果我哋成日话我想第二样嘢嘅话咧，呢个就系我哋禅修嘅障碍啦。
It does not matter what stage of meditation you're in. What you're experiencing is not important. If you want to be here, you're free. If you want to be somewhere else, you're in prison.
无论你个禅修好与唔好咧，只要你需要我想喺度嘅时候咧，你就自由啦。但系你喺禅修之中，你又想去第二度嘅话咧，呢个就系个监狱啦。
So wanting to be here is called contentment. You find you can be content with anything.
我哋话想喺呢度嘅啫，就我哋话中文叫知足啦。如果你知足嘅时候，你呢个时候你就自由啦。
It's called letting go of craving.
就是离欲，即是放低我们的贪欲心。
Wanted to be here.
我们想在这里。
And you find meditation, the jhanas, enlightenment, they all come to you.
那个时候禅修啊、禅那啊、我们的开悟啊、我们的涅槃呢，就自动会出现的了。
To solve all the problems in meditation. Well, there's no problem in meditation. You are the problem. Wanting to be somewhere else.
咁实际禅修冇问题嘅，系你系个问题，因为你想去第二度。
Now I have a problem because I want to be at lunch。
咁而家老师话有个问题，佢想去食午餐啦。
And so do you。
咁我哋各位都系咯。
Very good. So have a happy meditation this afternoon. Again, sorry I won't be here this evening, but carry on meditating. You've got enough brainwashing already, so just let it work.
老师咧，因为佢夜晚要去 Poly U 啊，所以叫我哋继续去做禅修。佢已经洗脑洗够噶啦，所以我哋继续做就得噶啦。